Aris Minerals, TSXV, ARC, announced Thursday that it has formed a strategic alliance with Tech Resources, TSX, Tech, A, Tech, B, to explore for critical minerals within Aris land package in Pavlodar, Kazakhstan. As part of an agreement, Tech will solely fund generative exploration work through 2025, with initial expenditures of US$5 million before the end of 2025 across two land packages totaling around 1,736 sq km. Aris will act as manager for the first year of the two-year program, with Tech holding the option to assume the role of manager thereafter. Following the initial generative exploration phase, Tech will have the option to select up to four designated properties totaling 120 square kilometers, where it will fund exploration expenditures of up to US$47.5 million per project to have the right to earn up to a 75% interest in each. As an early mover into Kazakhstan 2.5 years ago, following the substantial reforms to the business environment and mining law, Aris has assembled the third-largest land package in the country next to Rio Tinto and Fortescue and is specifically focused on copper in the highly prospective Bozhakal-Chingiz magmatic arc, CEO Tim Berry stated. Tech will also reimburse Aris for certain project-related expenses made to date through a US$1 million cash payment on signing, and potentially other payments in the future should Tech elect to advance through future phases. Tech made its first investment in Aris last November by acquiring a 9.9% stake through a private placement to fund exploration activities at its flagship Beskaga copper-gold project, which is held under an option agreement signed in 2020 with Copperbelt AG, a private Swiss-based group. Located 300 kilometers from the capital Astana, Aris regards Beskaga as a classic copper-gold porphyry deposit with indicated resources of 111.2 million tons grading 0.3% copper and 0.49 gram gold per ton, and inferred resources of 92.6 million tons grading 0.24% copper and 0.5 gram gold. Aris also holds several regional exploration licenses covering a total of 3,300 square kilometers in northern Kazakhstan. These assets, including Beskaga, aren't included in the Critical Minerals Alliance, though Tech will have a right of first offer over the Elamez and Amundi licenses. Berry also noted that the company recently completed its second summer field season across the regional license package and is now analyzing more than 50,000 soil samples collected across the 3,300 square km license area. This program was based on the successful 2022 field program where more than 16,000 soil samples identified new targets to follow up. We believe that the exploration work we have undertaken over the past two summer field seasons representing, in most cases, the first material modern exploration work done across these licenses since pre-1990, have delineated substantial prospects for a material copper discovery, akin to the successful operations of the Bozhakal and Nurkazgan mines located within the same geological belt, Berry added. Shares of Aris Minerals were up 6.7% to 24 cents apiece by early afternoon in Toronto on the Tech Alliance announcement, giving the company a market capitalization of $16.4 million. Its shares traded in a 52-week range of 12 cents and 70 cents.